Blog Talk Radio.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. The air date of this episode is July 13th, 2021. Tonight's subject is Ancestors Day. We're having an in-depth discussion about Ancestors Day. Our guests will be talking about our true history in regards to facts that have been omitted from conventional forms of study. As it is known, when it comes to us, outsiders have manipulated and downright lied about our contributions to the world's story. So please join us and call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. And our call-in number here, ladies and gentlemen, is 516-418-5996. And also, too, I'm going to introduce to you the one and only Brother Ramel, the anchor man. How you be, brother? How's life treating you, Brother Ramel?
Maintaining, sustaining, elevating, and contemplating on a master plan to bring about a change, brother. I'm on track.
Yes, sir.
And you know I'm here for some get back. I'm back like I forgot my car keys.
Yeah, yes, sir, without a doubt, man. And one thing, though, that we have to understand is that when you look at the universal law and principle of remembering the teachings from your ancestors, you see what I'm saying, and you forget that, you are doomed to destruction. These other groups who may go hold their own nuts, that I might add, they have the power of their ancestors. They have the power, you know, of where they come from and have the knowledge of where they come from. Except, though, that when it comes to us here in the United States of America, we've been totally stripped of our language, of our culture, and knowledge of ourselves. Then you have these chicken-pecking, ass-scratching, Uncle Tom Negroes who sit up there and tell you, "Well, you know, our people's history didn't start there on the continent of Al-Kibalan, as commonly referred to as the ancient empires of Kemet, Kush, and what have you." They want us to sit here and to believe this fuckery about that we were here in the Americas. Now, I do not doubt the knowledge of that we did not circumnavigate the globe 10,000 years before some drunken savage by the name of Columbus, who was filthy, who did not know how to wash his stinking ass, came from a disease-infested continent called Europe. They preyed on filth. They lived in filth. They did not believe in bathing. And it was up to us.
No.
Not saying that it was
to
up
save
to
them.
Us. Yes,
no,
sir.
It was on us because
yes,
we're
sir.
Civilized, man, and we're humanitarians by nature. You know, I mean,
yes.
if the black
yes,
man
sir.
Is God, the black man gonna take show mercy to all the human families of the planet Earth.
Indeed. And down through the times of the brutalization of colonial America, to the brutalization of our people in Brazil, to the brutalization of our people by the Portuguese, the Spaniards, the French, the Dutch, and the British, we have still leveled some type of, no, I'm sorry, we have still managed some type of level of humanity, except the sad part about
yes,
it
sir.
Is we show a great deal of inhumanity against those that look like us. When you sit up here,
damn.
And look at the idiot box. You see clowns like Van Jones. Yeah, I'm talking about your sorry, crying, kumbaya ass. Then when I look at Bakari Sellers, who is more worried about Massa, as Brother Malcolm had mentioned there, and talking about that the only way for us to progress as a people for all these quote-unquote other groups to come together. Nothing could be further from the truth. What an individual has that mindset of that by no fault of his own, he is really to be pitied for in the long run. He has no sense of himself. He has no consciousness of himself. But in the long run, black family,
mm-hmm.
it is not his fault. When you look at the buck-breaking farms, when you look at the Willie Lynch Doctrine, when you look at how they had violated and abused our women and demasculated our menfolk in the presence of our women, rather than it was the man's mother, his wife, his sister, his daughter, or his niece. They made it a point, you know, to demasculate him in the presence of all the female lineage in his bloodline. And they also, too, had made it a point to have all the males after him, such as his son, his nephews, even his friend's sons and children, to view this brutalization of him being sodomized on the plantation system publicly, to be castrated on the plantation publicly, to be beaten within an inch of his life publicly. This is to set the example for all you other males over there. Don't get the wrong ideas like this boy did. So then what had evolved from that was the ass scratcher and the Yassa boss, which you are currently seeing today with Clyburn, Uncle Tim Scott Coon, Bakari Sellers, Hakeem Jeffries. They are sitting up there feeding us a line of bullshit stating that for us to progress as a people is to sit up here and emulate our oppressors. Nothing can be further from the truth, is because even in this warped part of the galaxy, 2 + 2 still must equal 4. So I'm going to turn it on there for the anchor man for him to make his opening comments for tonight's podcast. Go ahead, anchor man. You got the floor.
Tone D. My name is Ramel Understanding, the angel of peace from the east, understanding, understood, and never in you, bringing the hope without the dope. I represent the 5% nation of God and earth, which teaches that the black man is God and the black woman is the earth. You know, we speak a certain language, my brother, being black people. And our language is called mathematics. It's a universal language that keeps us from becoming savage. See, the devil has tricked us, my brother. The devil has tricked us with religion, false ideologies, and a watered-down sense of equality. He wants us to be equal to him, but he'll never allow us to be equal to him because he wants to rule over us. He wants to trick us. You know, the lessons, according to the knowledge of self, which is, you know, the concepts of mathematics or logic, black man's philosophy, you know, teach that The devil is here to telling lies, is here to tell lies, steal, and how to master the original man. He's trying to master the original man so that way he could do his bidding on the earth. Because if the black man is out of shape, out of his mind, and eating on the swine, then the devil could do whatever he wants, you know, without having to pay a price. But you see, the universal law and order of mathematics, you know, teaches karma. And what you do, you will reap what you sow and pay what you owe. So, you know, the devil's going to get his every time, my brother. It's only a matter of time, and it's going to happen, regardless of whom or what. Word is bond. So I'm just happy to be on the show today. And one of the things about the ancestors is that yesterday was a preparation for today, and today is a preparation for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And I think, true indeed, and, you know, we got to pay homage and pay our respects to those who have paved the way for us, because their efforts have added on to us immensely. They have sacrificed their lives so that way we have a better grasp on the knowledge of ourselves, who we are, and where we're going. And where we're going, my brother, is the promised land. See what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about no promised land in the sky. I'm talking about right here, right now, is where I'm going to get my piece of pie. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's positive over negative equals progress, and negative over positive equals problems. I'm focused, my brother. And anytime you lose your focus on what matters, then you get unnecessary drama, and, you know, you fall asleep and into a mental death where the devil could take advantage of you and conquer you. And what I'm trying to do is with the Frontline Campaign and all our different platforms such as Frontline Black News and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced that are put you in a trance, you know, Resurrection of the Mentally Dead, what we're trying to do is cause a new form of revolution, because I ain't got to pick up a gun to produce results. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got to resort to violence, because the people themselves will serve the devil they penalty. You know,
and it's a
harsh penalty, my brother.
Peace, brother.
How you doing? General Paris, man. What's
work.
Up? This is Anchorman Romello Sand. How you doing, brother? I was just basically saying that the devil's going to get his.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you like to add on to that, brother? I was just saying that, you know, they're going to pay what they owe and reap what they sow.
Mm-hmm. It's called karma, brother, and they're going to get there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's 360 degrees. Like I was saying earlier, you know, the language of the black man and the concepts of the black man is called logic, otherwise known as mathematics, which is black philosophy, my brother. And in the universe, we believe in 360 degrees, which means what goes around comes around. What goes up must come down, and what goes down must come up again. You know what I'm saying? 360 degrees. Me, myself, and I. You know what I mean? And just us, you know, we all we got. We headed to the top.
Oh, absolutely, indeed. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Chad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting in this Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Brother Chad. You know, Kuma, he's our associate producer and our co-host. Okay, and as we're dealing with Ancestors Day, it's because when you look at other groups of people, they pay homage to their ancestors, you see what I mean, and also to their short-term ancestors and their long-term ancestors. Okay, case in point, except for those of us here in the United States of America in the Western Hemisphere, they want us to sit up here and to believe, well, you know, your ancestors was on a plantation system, and you had all these good Negroes, you know what I'm saying, I was helping master and all that. Also, too, but they do not mention ancestors such as Brother Nat Turner, such as Toussaint Louverture. They don't want us knowing about those guys. They don't want us knowing about Brother
Malcolm. It won't be televised, brother. It won't be televised.
Damn, Marv either.
Yes, sir. Indeed. And therefore,
it won't
so
be televised. It won't be glorified. What it's trying to do is commercialize.
Exactly. And we
try to commercialize
people,
and corporatize.
Yes, sir. And we cannot allow that there to happen. And we owe
like
that
they did
to our ancestors. Yes, sir. Exactly. And Juneteenth, which is the biggest farce. Now, don't get me wrong. I recognize it, okay, the 3 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, you know, they had some of these dudes from the Union Army bum rush Texas to let them know that they were, in fact, free. Now, keep in mind, black family, they did not have the telephone back then. They barely had a half-ass telegraph, and all that old type of crap. But still, a lot of our people were still enslaved, not knowing that the quote-unquote Emancipation Proclamation had been signed. So therefore, with the brain death of the Negro, he would sit up here and he would believe, honestly, into his heart, that the only way for him to advance is to be a carbon copy of the slave master. Fortunately, we know better than that bullshit. Fortunately, we know better than that. So therefore, Facebook, I did do a live feed on Clyburn with his ass scratching Uncle Tom in the ass. Okay, come on with the suspension. We welcome it. Tweety Bird, fuck you too, because you censured me saying some shit went against your community standards. But yeah, but your headquarters is right less than two blocks away from some of the most abject homeless poverty that you can see of people standing there in front of the San Francisco Central Library, and which is across the parkway there from San Francisco City Hall. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there on you, Tweety Bird. You know what I'm saying? So come on with some more of the suspensions, and I welcome it. We welcome it because that simply knows that we are telling the truth that goes against your popular version of what is true. Hell, you MFs believe that a man who goes up here and gets mutilated is a woman. Well, you know, that's your misconception. I feel sorry for you to indulge in such ignorance, but however, you will not put that garbage on me. Okay, so as other groups pay homage to their ancestors, this empowers them is because they go back there to their traditions to make the next step, best step forward. We as the people in the Western Hemisphere do the exact opposite. Such as when I look at this bullshit that comes out of this raggedy-ass place called Hollywood, where you perpetuate this garbage. You see what I'm saying? You mislead our youth into believing that this type of behavior is acceptable. All this misogyny that comes out of it, all this self-hatred of your own brother that comes up out of it, and you all call this progress down there in the city of angels that is filled with more devils than a little bit. So therefore, for you individuals down there that perpetuates this false image of us and those who pray in that shit, oh, well, at least we're being seen. Oh, well, at least they're making money. Well, if anybody ever played flat dice, commonly referred to as dominoes, what is the classic saying? All money ain't good money.
And,
yes, sir. And then with dominoes, I don't understand it, man, because you got seven of everything from blank to six, and I don't understand why people can't play. I know why they can't play is because it is a game of strategy, it is a game of science, it is a game of logic. But then when we try to go out here and exercise these principles for the advancement of our people, we are referred to as quote-unquote black racists, and I do not understand this bullshit. And then they want us to sit up there and be so forgiving. Now, a man, a great man, by the way, by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who realized his mistake shortly before his death, had stated that he had led our people into a burning house of integration. Let's look at it. Okay, the black family unit was pretty much intact all the way up to the late 1960s. Then all of a sudden, here comes, what was her name, Gloria Steinem and her Ms. Magazine and her woman's led movement that was more of a detriment to the black family unit than an advantage. And there have been many sisters in my age group who have related that there to me. So therefore, folks, if you're listening to us and you'd like to call in with your comments, questions, and concerns, our number to call in is 516-418-5996. Press 1.
Yes,
and
sir.
We'll be more than happy, you know, to bring you. Yes, sir. And we'll be more than happy to bring you on the platform, you know, where you could make your comments, questions, and concerns. No. Now, I'm asking both of you brothers, both the anchor man and our co-host and our associate producer, Brother Che, with you all being the generations after me, what do you see could be the best thing for our progress in these contemporary weird old times?
Go ahead, General. You first.
Okay, Brother Che.
No, I'm throwing this over. Yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
Okay.
I'll drop it.
I'll give you some time, brother. I'll buy you some time. Check this out. So my thing is, you know, we gotta carry the torch of enlightenment. We gotta stay organized. We gotta focus and realize that, you know, there's no God in the sky. There's no mystery spook. There's none of the above. But what we have right here in front of us, the tangibles, like Brother General Paris always says, we got to focus on the tangibles. Because the devil, he got us so focused on the intangibles, the hocus pocus, the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you know, this and that, you know, but we ain't getting nowhere. You know what I mean? Because what the devil's doing, he's teaching us fantasy, iniquity, and idolatry, my brother. You know, and I pay full homage to those who have paved the way for me and for us. And respect due, all praise is due to the black entrepreneurs, to the black pioneers, to those who made sure that we got here. Because without their struggle,
yes, sir,
we would have perished a long time ago, brother. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm noticing is that the devil, you know, when I say the devil, I'm talking about the beast system, you know, which is controlled by the Caucasian man who rules the earth with hand and fist, you know, and lock and key. And, you know, what he's doing is he's teaching us fabrications, imitations, and abominations, my brother. And what we got to do is reject and boycott everything that's dealing with haterism, traitorism, trickery, and treachery. And we got to focus, brothers and sisters, because if we don't focus, we're going to lose, you know, our foundation. We're going to lose our structure. And we're heading in the right direction, you know, by utilizing all these platforms and, you know, going out there rallying, trying to gain positions of power within the political system. And, you know, we got momentum, but we got to stay focused, and we can't let ourselves be sidelined and misguided by all this bullshit that's going on in social media that's being taught in this by the boob tube, you know what I mean, that's going to do nothing but make you lose your grip on reality. You know, so if you meditate to the ancestors, meditate to the universe, meditate on and with the things that matter, because, you know, wisdom is matter. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And the reason I say that is because, you know, wisdom exists within the realm of matter, because wisdom is being able to apply what you know. You know, and my sponsor, God bless him, man, you know, and he was my ancestor. He always used to say that wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, right? It's like you got wise and dome, right? If you're not wise, it'll spell your doom.
Oh,
and
yes, sir.
That's
yeah,
the
that
real.
Talk.
You know,
yeah, that is real. Right?
If
that
you're not
real.
Wise, it'll spell your doom. You know, that's the D-O-M.
Yes, sir.
If you're not wise, and then if you look at the word wisdom, right, you got the word W-I-S. We need to focus on what is, where
right.
it is, why it is, who it is. You see what I'm saying? And utilize our dome. because, the, utilizing the dome is what is going to help us rise to our excellence, to perfection. You know, because sometimes we might fall short of the glory and fall short of perfection, but we're in that path, you know what I mean? Because the principles are perfect, but we fall short of the glory all the time and fall short of the perfection. But we got to keep striving, and we got to keep analyzing, and with this knowledge that we possess that the ancestors have given us, we need to equalize and put this devil, you know, down once and for all. You know what I mean? Because, I'm tired of losing our youth to this bullshit that they're teaching on TV and the miseducation of the nation. You know, I'm on one right now. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, and the sad part about it is that, as you know, is that this perpetuates from generation after generation. And then with them taking a strong black male figure out of the house, you see what I mean? You know, then this is where, you know, our male youth come up misguided, no discipline, and then they wind up, you know, going in and out of the institutions commonly referred to as the jail. You see? So therefore, what happens is that Hollywood and this media goes up here and show you this fast money to degrade yourself, but they don't never want to show you films about upliftment of yourself. They don't never want to show you films or give you literature, you see, you know, to come together and have solidarity amongst yourselves. They don't never want to show brothers giving each other a hand up as opposed to a hand out. They got it all twisted.
Right.
And then when you look at this crap here on mainstream media, how they talk about the city of Chicago with all these high rates of homicide, same thing with New York, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Denver, Colorado, Oakland, California, San Francisco. Yeah, say there's no one out there taking some initiative to do this en masse. Oh, yeah, you know, you could do it piece by piece, but we need it done en masse, black family, because it is up to us to take care of us. Okay, so then with all the swirlers out there who consider this here to be progress, okay, it's countermanding our progress. Yes, it's because, you know, you don't never want the black male to be angry or to be upset. And I think Sidney Poitier had said it best in a movie called, what was that movie that he made? Him with Claudia McNeil and Ruby Dee, Raisin in the Sun. And he would say, you know, pretty much that just give me so much. And I will feel fine, and I will feel fine, where in actuality you're agitated, aggravated, you see what I mean, and you're in a constant state of rage. And to quote James Baldwin, to be black in America is to be in a constant state of rage. But however, there's other groups who may go and hold their own nuts, who had benefited from us being brutalized, getting hit upside the head, getting hit with fire hoses, being falsely imprisoned, and our political prisoners falsely incarcerated, just like Rochelle McGee. Been incarcerated 58 years. 58 years. And the elder now is like about 82, 84 years old. Say, but no one is mentioning that. Just like look at the situation that Bill Cosby had went through. Thought he was going to buy NBC. So they chopped him off at the ankles. Well, hey, Bill, you know, regardless of your PhD or what you did or your transgressions and what have you, you wasn't buying NBC. Just like Robert Johnson, who sold BET to Viacom for $2 billion, thought he was going to buy United Airlines. You saw what they did to him. They wouldn't even let him in the boardroom for all practical purposes. Your black ass is going to buy what? United Airlines? No, man. It ain't happening. Now, Tyler Perry, on to you. You created Tyler Perry Studios down in Atlanta. Okay, question. Well, at least 80% of those jobs are where the work comes in from behind the scenes. Will these here be going to black people? Good question. And I'm willing to bet dollars.
Can I say one thing, brother?
More... Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing to Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, take off the wig, take off the dress. For real, man. That's a bad look.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. And then on top of it as well, too, I've seen Tyler Perry play in other roles where he was not wearing his dress, and the brother was quite good in the roles. One of the roles he did was called Alex Cross, where he was the police detective going after the psychotic son of a bitch that murdered his wife. Come on, Tyler. You know, man up, man. You know, you ain't got to wear no dress,
man. Man up, kid. For real.
Yeah. And you got Tyler Perry Studios. Do something positive with that, brother. You know what I'm saying? Now, the motion picture, Black Panther. I believe Chadwick Boseman was in that. And may that ancestor, you know, rest in power. That showed good imagery. I liked it, but the problem was, but all the distribution rights is owned by Walt Disney. It was also, too, the biggest blockbuster in Hollywood history, which means is it generated over hundreds of billions of dollars. But the majority of that wealth, as we all know, went to Abigail Disney, who was the heiress to the Disney fortune. And at the Disney theme parks, you know, she put on a couple of exhibits for Black Panther, like they do all their major blockbuster movies when you go to Disneyland. You know, they got a little theme parks, you know, for their biggest movies. But at the same token, though, it seems to me is that with the revenue that we generate for other groups, that the amount of money that we spent with other groups other than ourselves, we could be making our own motion pictures about our stories, making our own motion pictures about our ancestors, such as Queen Hatshepsut, such as Makeda, such as Her Majesty Queen Nzinga, such as Queen Amina, such as Queen Nandi. You know, we all know who Queen Nandi is. That's Shaka's mama, okay? And all of the great contributions that we made to the world. But then, for some odd reason, we as a people figure that we always got to include the oppressor in the imagery of ourselves. Big mistake.
Right.
Because you could best believe the oppressor is not going to include positive imagery of you, black man, woman, and child. And that's real talk. See, so this is why we get suspect. This is why, you know, social media, you know, limits our posts and how many people we can get our message out to. Okay, social media, so here's what I'm going to advocate on that. In memoriam of our ancestors. Black family, we have to simply take our platforms to the streets. Take it to the people themselves.
That's right.
Rather if it's in the mile.
Hell yeah.
Rather if it is there in Panther Town. Rather if it's in there in the Big Apple. Rather if it's in the Windy City.
Give the people what they want. Give the people what they want.
Yes, sir. You know, we have to take it to the people. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that there as well, too, we have to get our children out of these public indoctrination centers that I've advocated for the last 5 years and implement and improvise ways of where our children can learn, particularly when it comes to the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's because, you know, these Caucasoids now, they got their own private airplanes to take them up there in outer space. You see what I mean? Billions of dollars been sent on that, and they calling this here progress. And then, of course, with this scandemic, pandemic, plandemic, or whatever, they want to sit up there and hit it with this nanotechnology, want to monitor your movements, and then if they don't dig what you're saying, it's a kill switch inside of it. You see what I mean? But, you know, well, you know, do your part, you know, with the COVID vaccine and all this old type of part. Then a lot of our people have been extorted into taking this nanotechnology. Yes, they're even talking on mainstream media as that they're trying to put together a database of those, you know, who are not taking a vaccine. Well, you know, you got this new Delta strand coming on. And the reason why it's spreading so fast is because the people ain't been vaccinated. come on, black family. You know, we're not dumb. We know they're going to have another variant and another one and another one and another one.
Yep.
It's my prediction. It's the ancestors
okay,
is telling me this. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm in a space where I can answer the question you asked earlier. So what we need to do, my generation needs to do, is plan, plot, and strategize a way up out of this madness. But it's going to be up to us to get us out of this. Unfortunately, the generations ahead of us left us with a major mess that we're going to have to clean up. So it starts by educating ourselves, by doing for self, by honoring, you know, those that came before us. Because we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors and letting them know, look, enough is enough of this. We're not going to continue to go through this another 400 years. So,
Indeed. And then
it all starts with self.
Oh, absolutely, Brother Che. Yeah, without a doubt, you see. And then educate these babies and teach them the truth about these deviants out here, you see. And then all these pedophile rings that they got that they want to subjugate our children to. So we got to go through extra precautions to protect our loved ones and our babies and what have you. You see what I mean? And then with all these, how should I say, pro-black groups out here, or what have you, hey, settle the differences, because a house divided within cannot and will not stand. If we're going to have disagreements
right.
within a black community, let's disagree agreeably, because when you go punch that clock for that white man that I have done, you know, you mind your temper as I have done. Okay, because you don't want to get fired because we don't have our own economical independence, you know, to get this foot up off of our neck. You see? Look at these
That's
black-ass
right.
politicians you got. I'm talking about these repubs and demo rats. You see? And by the way,
yep.
we're still waiting on you Biden supporters, particularly your black ones, to call in. And the number here is for you. We tell you all the time, 516-418. 5996. All you got to do is just simply pick up the phone and push the buttons and press one. We'll have you on there. And definitely check out the live feeds of Frontline Black News. Although you YouTubers
yeah.
or YouTube over there in San Bruno, California, it came to my attention that you tore out our last
video.
You tore out our last video. So what is it, YouTube? You afraid of the truth, man? Okay, we know
terrified.
You know we ain't buying your bullshit. What are you afraid of?
Right.
You're afraid of getting exposed? How come you don't let us go out there and reach out to these people off these social media platforms? I'm going to tell you why, YouTube, big, and also to you too, Zuckerberg, and Tweety Bird over there on 9th and Market Street and Boys Town, because you can't stand the truth. You despise the truth of what we speak. And the more that you come up there with us and against us, it's only going to make us stronger and tell you more of it. That's it.
Right.
And we don't care what kumbaya, ass-scratching, capitulating Negro that you're going to put up there. Oh, and by the way, Juvenile, we saw your video to vax that thing up.
Oh, man.
And, brother,
brother,
I lost a lot of respect for you, Juvenile. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of your work
yeah.
I did like, Juvenile. And I think I'm just going to go on and shit can it, man, because if you're going to sit up there, man, and allow yourself to be placed in a position like that, man, who knows, you're probably extorted. It wouldn't surprise
yeah.
me, man. You know,
yeah,
the
true, you know there's this this show on Star Trek, and this it used to be called Deep Space Nine, and I'm just using
yes,
this
sir.
parable because there was these people called the Borg. And right before they go to conquer somebody, they say, prepare to be assimilated. And that's what's going on with our people. We're being assimilated. You know what I'm saying? Minds are being brainwashed and programmed. We are no longer able to think for ourselves. We're relying on them to give us the answers. And them answers that they're giving us is nothing but bullshit. Word is bad.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You got to unplug from the matrix like the General Paris was saying. You know, because in the lessons of the nation, they say he likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. Nothing is his vanity and corruption. And that's what the devil teaches, and that's what the devil's been feeding us for the last over 400 years as we get deeper and deeper and deeper into slavery, brothers and sisters.
It is. And then to prove your point there, even the two Anchorman, Paramount Pictures, the producer of the original Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Star Trek, The Next Generations. Yeah, we're talking about you guys over there at 55 West Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles, California, because Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles. And also, to the chairman of the board of Warner Brothers, to the chairman of the board of Paramount Pictures, Touchstone, Miramax, Universal Music Group, from the bottom of our hearts, we truly mean when we say the
hit him with words.
Fuck you. And that, the grading our people there with them damn jigaboo films, sitting up there expecting us to believe this bullshit that you're putting out there about these damn goony birds. Oh, yeah. And then also, too, let me say, so when I get my hate mail, you guys are homophobic. No, you motherfuckers are heterophobic, okay? Go get with somebody with the opposite sex. You might find out you might like it. My goodness. And like I said, on Frontline Campaign News, which I'm a correspondent, you saw the $100. So the $100 is still right here, you know, with old Uncle Ben Franklin on it there. We just need you transsexual dudes to show your last bona fide menstrual cycle, okay? I'm not.
It'll never happen, brother. It'll never happen.
Of course not. That is my point. That's my point, General Mel. And then on top of it, if anything, I feel sorry for you cats, man. Really, I do. Man. That your mind got so fucked up. You were probably a victim of some type of horrendous situation. Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't just feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for their family who has to carry that shame.
Oh, yeah. And the stigma of it.
You know
yes,
what I'm
indeed.
Saying? Yeah,
yes,
true
indeed.
Because, you know, like we were having a conversation the other day. I know that the oppressor is, you know, the Caucasian right now. You know, and he always has been, always will be. But there are some Caucasians that are about the revolution, brothers and sisters. So we're not just preaching hate. Well, we're not preaching hate. We're preaching reality. You see what I'm saying? Because the truth is what it is. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? And the white man is the devil. He's been persecuting us for years, months, and days. You know, they say land of the home. What is it? Home of the brave? What is it? Home of the slave? Yeah, that's America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what I'm noticing is that everybody, you know, it's like Disneyland, you know, entertainment. You know what I mean?
It's
Facebook entertainment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's
they got to believe in it. So indeed, home of the beast, land of the slave. You know
exactly.
What I mean? And all they want to do is enslave us, put us into bondage, and now we got to break free, brothers and sisters. And knowledge is power. And as long as you seek in knowledge of stuff, you will find a way on your path to overcome these motherfucking devils and these motherfucking tricksters, because that's what they are. They're real magicians, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
like, you know, what I mean, they got so many. You know, it's like going to the I think it was David Copper. You know, motherfucker make the whole building disappear with smokes and mirrors. You know what I mean? I refuse to believe in the smokes and mirrors. I believe nothing that I hear and only half of what I see, brother and sister.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and these motherfuckers might as well just go ahead and try to push the envelope and push the motherfucking that false American dream to the next motherfucker because we don't believe it.
Exactly. And then on top of that there, too, is that when they come up here with this prepackaged bullshit and this propaganda, you see what I'm saying? They don't
yeah.
even believe it themselves, but they want you to believe it. You see what I'm saying?
They want you to consume it and be consumed by it.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then the sad part about it is they just want you to go ahead and accept it willfully. And treat it as the gospel and things of this nature right here. And then when they sit up there and say, well, you know, you guys are black racists and all this old type of shit. Okay, now my question is.
Reverse psychology, brother. Reverse psychology.
Yes, indeed. You know what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that the reason why they do this is because they're in fear of retribution. Now, anybody who knows about the law of physics is that when the pendulum swings to one side, it has got to swing to the other side with equal force. You see? Now, am I correct in that there, gentlemen? You know, in the law of physics?
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
now,
sir, General Chewbacca, over and out on that
yeah.
one. Word is bound.
Yeah, because I'm not the most brilliant so-and-so that they is. You know what I'm saying?
No, you are. No, you is.
Yeah.
You is, son.
Yeah.
You is.
Yeah.
Word is bound.
Yeah. Yeah, you see. But yet, though, they want us to sit up here and go along with it. And then, of course, when we have like-minded individuals, you know, in solidarity with us, you see what I'm saying? No, man, you guys are black racists. And, you know, why you say, what about this group and what about that group? Hey, to quote Brother Jay and Krumah, $100 trillion in tangible. You have a group. You
right now,
go
motherfucker,
go
hard
on.
Cash. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Green paper back stacks. We want ours right now.
Exactly.
But wait.
Buy some bona fide gold and not that damn printed money. You know,
yeah.
you won't be able to
hell
wipe your ass with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but yet, though, when social media limits our posts, when they inbox me, well, you violated community standards and this, that, day, or the other, have you damn fools ever considered the fact that you all might be violating the laws of humanity when you come up here with this crap? Has that ever occurred to you?
Oh, they already
Zuckerberg?
Know that, Chewbacca. They already know that, General Chewbacca.
Yes,
you know, they're trying to shield their dirty religion. That's what it is.
Oh, indeed.
They come,
indeed. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Brother Romero.
Go ahead, brother. No. Go ahead, brother. Add on, please.
Oh, absolutely. So what it is that they try to shield all their fuckery. They try to shield all their abuse. They try to sit up there and they do not want to be held accountable for what they did.
That's right.
But if we was to go out here
right.
and do things and whatnot, you know, they're going to hold us accountable. Why do you think they got something called SWAT? Why do you think they got something called the police department? Why do you think they got something
right.
called the feds? You see what I'm saying? Why do you think they got something called jail? You see what I mean? So,
damn.
But yet, though, you guys don't want to be held accountable by your own standards, you see? And the reason why you are doing this here to us is because, you see, they are in fear of a black awakening. They're in fear of a black insurrection. But guess what? You crackers don't have shit. Yeah, but you crackers don't have shit to worry about. It's because our people are in a state of emergency, and I'm of the opinion
yes,
for us to correct this emergency is going to take a minimum of 50 years. And I'm sorry to say, just like Sister Brandy had said, you know, straight black men, you guys are going to be becoming an oddity. You guys are going to be becoming a rarity. So what they're trying to analyze is the demasculated, effeminized black male. And this is why it's so very, very important to keep the strong black male figure in the household. You see what I mean? And one thing I would say about our producer, the one and only man, Dr. D, may he rest in power. Okay, he did emphasize this here to his children. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, is that it is very, very essential, you know, that our black men go out here and teach our other, our younger black men coming up to be men. You see what I mean? And as opposed to his expression, and I don't mean to disrespect any of our sisters or women or what have you, but I'm just using this term here to drive the point on. They got our men coming up being straight bitches. Skinny jeans and shit. I go up here and buy me some damn work pants, and I'm trying to put these damn things on the bum rush work the next day, and I can't get the damn thing up my pants leg. So I take it back to the retailer where I bought it from. I said, man, what is this skinny jean bullshit? Oh, well, that there's the new style. Hey, homie, here's your shit. Give me back my money. Yeah, that type
spandex
of shit,
jeans.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so what I had
motherfucking
to do, man,
ballerina
to
pants.
Back. Yeah, that type of shit.
We ain't motherfucking John Cloud Van Damme. We ain't John Cloud Van Damme, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then glad you brought up John Claude Van Damme. What did all the girls call him? The muscles from Brussels. All right, Brussels, Belgium. Let's look at your sadistic, savage King Leopold, who went down there into the Congo. And we're behind murdering Patrice Lumumba, who was the first democratically elected prime minister of the Congo. You killed him. You're going to go down there and mutilate 10 million African people. Yes, sir. You know, and then you're going to go down there and mutilate, you know, Africans down there in the Congo or the Congolese because they refuse to get the rubber off the rubber trees for your industrialization of Brussels, Belgium. Same thing with you raggedy-ass French. That's why you hate on Haiti. You see what I'm saying? Then I'm up here looking at mainstream media. We got two kumbaya-ass Negroes that praising this clown, Larry Elder, who just announced that he is entering the race to be California's governor, and he's coming from downtown Los Angeles. And the reason I recognize it, because I watched him build the motherfucker. You see, so he comes with his kumbaya shit, other Leo Terrell Negro. Now, both you men are doctors of jurisprudence, commonly referred to as lawyers, which are black bourgeoisie boule asses, and you are not going to come into the black community with your knowledge to upgrade the black community. But however, one of their, one of their tradesmen did. There was a guy who was a black lawyer out of Los Angeles. He took on a lot of cases pro bono for the black community. His name was Johnny Cochran. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
they wanted to crumb bomb on Cochran because he got O.J. Simpson off. O.J. Simpson, if you're listening, you was a damn fool, man, getting hooked up with them Kardashians and that raggedy-ass broad, man. Come on, man. You and what's the sister's name, Marguerite, came up out of the ghettos of San Francisco together when you was playing there at Galileo High School and got your scholarship to go to the University of South Central, which is University of Southern California that sits in the heart of South Central L.A. Then... you go on to, with your no-acting ass, have your half-assed movie career, and during the height of the Black Empowerment Revolution, when the press approached
made
you,
a fool
what did
out
you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not black.
Made
I'm old.
Fool out of
not black. I'm OJ. I'm not black. I'm OJ. I mean, and you wonder what happened to your ass You know what I'm saying? When you got hooked up with Nicole and her habits and all that old type of shit, and you fucking around up there in Bel Air with them Kardashians and them other issuings and this, that, there, the other thing, and all of that. Yeah, Mr. Hollywood, Peckerwood, Los Angeles, yeah, I crumb bum on you. I talk about you because I grew up in a ragged-ass motherfucker. I've been
jacked up many times, brother?
By your damn. Yes, sir.
Okay, Jenna Shabaka, in the world, or should I say in the realm of fantasies and lies, what's the opposite of a fantasy and a lie, right? Authenticity.
A reality.
So you got the
fabrication.
Okay. You got the fabrication versus the origination. Because the black man and black people are the original people of the planet Earth. We came with the planet. You know what I mean?
Sir.
When the planet was formed and all that, we came with the planet because we were one with the planet. We were one with the universe. Always has been, always will be. And one thing about originality, so we the original man and the original woman of the planet Earth. So one thing about originality is synonymous with authenticity. So stay true to yourself and be true to the game. Be true to the game. Be true to yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Keep it real. You know what I mean? I'm not speaking about you. I'm talking about the people out there, you know, in Hollywood and who have sold out, you know what I mean? You know, have basically bowed down to the beast, bowed down to the devil and his system, bowed down to the devil's lies because they're in fear. You know, but let me tell you what, they're in fear and they don't understand and they lack understanding on how to be strong. And that's why the devil's taking advantage and he's demasculinizing, feminizing, monopolizing, commercializing everything that's dealing with black people, black products, black identity, black nationhood, you know what I mean? Black brotherhood, because the first law of the nature is divide and conquer, and that's why we're so separated. It's the Israelites versus the Moors versus the 5%ers versus the Nation of Islam versus the Muslims versus the Christians versus the what's the name of the people who of the African culture. It's like a not voodoo. What's it called, General Paris? Ushan or something like that.
Shango.
Yeah, Shango. Okay. You know. So we're all divided. We're all divided. But the key to the puzzle and the key to success is us finding unity. And that's why we at the Frontline Campaign, we are the unity party, and we're in politics, and we're making moves, and we're doing it all so smooth. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, sir, indeed. And also, too, Brother Chan Krumah for Mayor of Denver, Colorado, 2023.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Both.
And then General Parrish, you know, he does have youth on his side and going and having with the governor of Colorado. Then going up there and showing
yes,
how
sir.
It's done. Set the trend. There is nothing wrong with us loving our history and loving our culture and loving where we're coming from. There is nothing wrong with
yes,
us,
sir.
You know, having to sit down amongst our brethren and the sisters, you know, to iron out these differences. You know what I'm saying? It's because let's be real, black family. Because Mad Dr. D came up to me about 3 years ago when he said, Shabaka, we got to do a show on what we do to each other. And we did do a show, folks, and you can check our archives, and it's called The Enemies Within. Okay, but
yes,
as Dr. Mamarumba Ani has said, with this Maafa, which is a disaster, is so bad, so terrible, it is beyond description. All that are the elements of the Maafa. And then keep in mind, black families, that the hatred that we had and the anger that we had against the oppressor that we could not, you know, vent because of the brutalization on him of what would happen to us, we had taken it out on ourselves. So to all the street crews out there, I'm not disrespecting nobody's set or with any nation that you come from, but hey, but we are all we got. We got to bring these elements together and forge it like a fist, because our very, very survival depends on it. The survival of those after us depend on it. The survival of our women depend on it, okay? So no wonder she's out there swirling. Yes, it's because, you know, the strong black male figure is not in the household. You see what I mean? And then, of course, of how our young men look at this when they're coming up, although they're not saying nothing, but something on the inside of them is bugging them. Something on the inside is sucking with them as soon as they start getting knowledge. You see, and this is one of the elements.
True.
Okay, and the same thing with a lot of our sisters, you know, who are still loyal to the black man, but she's been through hell. You see what I mean? And she's been demoralized, you see? And then when the brothers go up there and degrade her and all this rap shit, B.I. this, B.I. that, this, that, there, and the other, you know, that degrades her even more. So, but at the same token, oh, brethren, we ain't nobody's tricks either. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
One thing about a black man is that to the utmost is that he's going to try to stay sucker-free as much as he can. There's nothing wrong with a black woman. There's nothing wrong with a black woman loving a black man, but our family unit has been so pulverized and it is so shattered is that this abnormality has become normal. And Brother Che enlightened me on that, because you see, Brother Ramey, I learned a lot from you all, man. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from
you. We learn from you, brother, all the time, every time, for a long.
Yes, sir. And then as Brother Che said, hey, Shabaka, check out Dr. Francis Quest Welser. And then as you brought to my attention there, Brother Ramey, hey, man, it's called social engineering. And as you so well put it, brother, prostitution, propaganda, and paperwork, and that describes a sin city called Los Angeles, California. And keep in mind, people, is that Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles, not a city within itself. You see what I mean? And then there, I'm going to California. Okay, where the hell in California you going? The place takes up 2/3 of the West Coast. You're going up there to Klan country of Lassen County. You're going down there to Republican land of Orange County. You're going to Los Angeles. You're going there damn near to Mexico called San Diego. You know what I mean? You're going to Redding, which is up there at the top where Mount Shasta is. Hey, I've driven the whole length of the great state of California. I've driven all 796 miles of it. Yes, sir. And then on top of that, we have to look at, too, is to get involved off in the children's educational miseducation, emphasize, and let's develop ways of how we can homeschool our children. It is a mighty, mighty task. But, however, look at all of what we've been through, and we still have prevail. So that is the power of the ancestors. Look at the hurricanes when they smashed the slave ports of Louisiana and Florida and what have you. They call her hurricane. As one elder told me, this is the power of the ancestors exacting revenge.
Yeah,
and if you check out where the hurricanes go, they follow pretty much the same routes that the slave ships did.
Rather
to the Caribbean.
It came from the east, brother. It came from the east. Those are the eastern winds. You see what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Our logic and our mode of thinking is considered eastern philosophy. You see what I'm saying? All that new shit that's watered down. Yeah. Everything that's dealing with the white man is called western philosophy.
See what I'm saying?
And those eastern winds are symbolic to the Eastern philosophy that's going to tear down all this motherfucking fabrication, imitation, manufactured bullshit.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Indeed.
Just like those hurricanes.
Yes, sir. Indeed. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the power of the black woman is awesome. Why do you think when you look at them sisters from Ethiopia, man, they just hypnotically beautiful and you just melt? Same thing with the sisters from the West. Same thing with the sisters from Harlem and South Central and Denver, Colorado,
yeah,
and the South and West Side.
Love
of
your black woman.
Yeah, yeah. And from Louisiana and what have you, regardless of shape, size, or complexion. And her beauty
right.
is magnanimous. Now, why do you think all these
yes,
other
sir.
Women from these other groups go down there and give them damn plastic surgeons over there in Beverly Hills, California, all that money? Why do you think they go down there to a place called Frederick's or Hollywood and get ass implants, boob jobs, and all that with their clothing on that? Yeah, I'm talking about
the original black woman.
Exactly.
So they're trying to imitate, fabricate, and replicate, my brother.
Indeed, but they want the black woman to hate herself. You see what I'm saying? And fortunately, you know, there was a lot of our sisters who was not with that bullshit. And this is why I crumb bomb on you, Mr. Hollywood, so much of the degradation of our women. You see what I mean? And then, of course, the degradation of black men. They don't never want to see a black male being a strong, positive black male image. I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times,
Indeed.
And I will continue to say that because I cannot emphasize that enough.
I want to say one thing, General Shabaka. I was watching
yes,
the Booba Tuba the other day, man, and I guess
yes,
they got
sir.
This Revolt channel, right? And all I seen was titties and ass. Jumping,
right.
bumping. I mean, I love me some titties. I love me some ass. I love me some pussy. You know what I'm saying?
What
but at the same
don't.
Time, it's like, yeah, true indeed. But at the same time, man, the black woman is not to be prostituted on the television, man. Not to be sold
Thank
on
you,
the auction
Thank
block.
You.
Not
Thank
not to
you.
Be, you know, not to be used, objectified, and basically just tarnished. You know, because not only is the black man's image being tarnished and blemished, but the black woman is being tarnished and blemished. You know, and what happened to a woman wearing 3/4, you know, respecting her body, respecting her
right.
mind?
What happened
you know what I mean?
To the imagination?
Yeah, true indeed. Now everybody wants to be westernized.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brother Paris. Akuma.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened to leaving something to the imagination? I mean.
True indeed.
You got your ass and titties all out.
Common.
There's nothing. That's
we need
you have
a sense of decency, man.
There. Right.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, it's called morals. Yeah, it's morals. You know, let the sisterhood handle that. You know what I'm saying? True indeed. You know, it's because true indeed is because, you see, the Trinity is the black man, woman, and child in the black family unit.
Sun, moon, and stars, my brother. Sun, moon, and stars.
Indeed. And we should not, regardless if we call ourselves Hebrew Israelites or Moors or what have you, I'm talking about the people with the kinky hair, the wide noses, and the non-pale skin, if that's being politically correct.
Original man, black man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So therefore, we should not be ashamed of that. We should not be at each other's throats over definitions. We got to look at the common fact, like Brother Malcolm had told us over 60 years ago, this is why we are being persecuted. Yes, see? Mm-hmm. And then as the former heavyweight champion Ali had said, you know, on his interviews many a times, because he was the most recognized figure on earth. I mean, the man couldn't even walk down the street in peace. You know, droves of people would come up there to him and what have you. And then when you OTBs call in our podcast, you will be respectful of this podcast is because you're not going to be calling in here running shit. Okay? You know, and that's real. Oh, we'll listen to you. You know what I'm saying? We'll respect your comments, but you're not going to come up to us with prepackaged bullshit to make yourselves look innocent. So what you guys need to do is go take some type of accountability amongst yourself of what you did to others. So this is why we're stressing $100 trillion intangibles. And this is why you've got to go hold your nuts. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Ramel.
General Shabak, I want to say one thing. I want to give a message to the white men in North America. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to feel embarrassed that you've done it to the whole world. You're like a fucking skunk, you know, polluting the world with your filth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Clean your fucking act up. Be a fucking man. Stand on some dignity. Yeah. Stand on some truth. Be honorable.
Yeah.
You know, when you go in front of the motherfucking judge who's trying to motherfucking destroy you and everything about you, he's called the honorable blase blah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Motherfucker, be honorable for real. Stop shielding your name with stop shielding yourself with these names, these identifications, these so-called credentials, and doing the most, doing all this trickery and all this blasphemous shit. You know what I mean? Take accountability for yourself, like the General Shabak is saying. You know what I mean? Because you ought to feel a sense of shame. You know, and my grandmother says that, bless her soul, she says that people who do those kind of things and don't think twice about what they're doing as far as evil, they know no shame. And that's what's going on with the white man. The white man knows no shame, but he will be humbled one day, word is fine. It will happen because they're going to reap what they sow and pay what they owe. That's what I want to say, brother.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes, indeed. You know what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, now here's a guy by the name of Dr. Ken Adams, I believe, who was posted up on my wall a few years ago. And he had said this years ago that there was definitely a plan through the water supply, the food supply, and medical experimentation and cancer treatments to commit genocide against black folks.
Yes, sir.
It's a biochemical warfare. Yes, sir. And this is the type of white man that you're speaking of there, Brother Ramel, is because he's very humble about it. He went public with it, and he's even putting his own well-being at risk for it. You say, so most definitely, You know, we recognize that. You see, we recognize that is because we are not a hateful people by nature.
No.
But you only going to hit us upside the head so many times with that stick. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to teach a dog how to defend itself. You don't have to teach the mama panther to take care of her cubs. You don't have to teach the lioness how to protect her babies. And this here goes with all forms of life. So when you numbskulls there in Silicon Game Valley sit up there saying that you're talking is hate speech, you sons of bitches need to go check yourselves on the diabolical shit that you're doing with this nanotechnology, with your censorship, and old fuckboy right there who wouldn't spend billions of dollars to go out there to have his own private space force or whatever. Man, why don't you take half that damn money, man, and do something for these people, man? It ain't gonna hurt your cat. You can write the shit off on your damn taxes. Same thing, you too, Jeff Bezos. Net worth $250 billion. Man, you can't spend that in five lifetimes. You know what I'm saying? And you trying to bum rush up there to outer space, too, and for what? Y'all already on killed the planet Earth, and even the Queen Mother herself has stated in Revolution and Love, the real revolution is to save this planet. But you call us haters. You call us thugs. You call us the NGR times because you cannot stand the truth on which we are laying on you. So you want to limit our posts. You want to tear down our YouTube videos. You want to suspend, you know, all the brethrens out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, putting them in Facebook jail and shit like that like you do to me and General Jesse. You all want to hack our accounts with bullshit. You know, Yes, then you sit up here with all our personal information over this nonsense. And then I believe, the political candidate, Michael Chang. That's his name. No, Andrew Chang. It's either Michael Chang or Andrew Chang. And one thing that he did say is that social media is making so much money that they ought to be sending you a damn stimulus check every fucking month of about $2,000 for using your personal information.
Oh, you talking about Yang who couldn't hang.
Yeah. What's his name, Brother Shay? That's right.
Remember
up your alley, cause... Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, Brother Paris.
I was just saying he's talking about Andrew Yang, the Asian dude that ran for president and called himself trying to run for governor of New York or as a mayor.
No, the mayor. The mayor. It was for the mayor.
Tony. I just wanted to say one thing, brother, right along the line with what General Shabaka is talking about. Man, and that's that white men in America, this message is for you. If you don't think that you're going to fall victim to your own sword, you're a fool. Because you're not wise enough. You're not intelligent enough. You're not refined enough. You're not divine enough. You're not structured enough. You never have been, never will be. You learn to wash your ass because of us.
Exactly.
So what'd that tell you? If it wasn't for the empathy of black people, white people would have perished a long time ago since the beginning, their very beginning
and
birth.
Chicken and your rat and your cat and your dog all on the same.
We taught you how to deliver babies safely.
Yeah.
We taught you how to cure diseases. We taught you how to motherfucking operate. You know, look at Imhotep, the father of medicine. He was worshipped as the Christ by the Catholic Church. Do you know what the word Catholic means? Universal. So stick to the principles that you say you about. If you about the universe, be about the universal law and order of life. And stop breeding and teaching this death and abomination in society right now.
Indeed. And then also, too, Brother Chair, I think, man, that you had looked at my video, man, when I had traveled through Montana at the Little Bighorn and Tatanka. They referred to him as Sitting Bull. And you'll have to look back at the video where they had cherished peace themselves. But then here comes the old invader, Custer. Oh, I'm coming out here conquering. And the way I heard it, and as I listened to the wind and heard the stories of long ago, you were told not to go there. And you were told again. And you didn't listen. So what did the man had to do? He had no choice but to sit there and to protect himself against invaders. Universal law and principle. But they don't see it that way. Man, just as General Romero said, take inventory of yourselves, cat. Not only are you killing the damn planet, you're killing the fucking universe with this shit. 5G towers and shit, all planted in a damn black community. Massive doses of radiation, GMO products, genetically modified organisms. That's some diabolical shit.
It is.
And with that there all being said, gentlemen, we're off in our last 10 minutes of this podcast. So let's go on here with our closing statements and comments and drop knowledge of any ideas you might want to come up for our next podcast. And also, too, we're paying our prayers to the ancestors.
Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
Can I start off real quick? I want to say, I want to give praise to all the gods and earths, the heavenly beings, the righteous people, black people all over the planet Earth who have been, will be, and always will be. You know what I mean? You know, that has been and always will be, right? And I just want to say thank you to everybody who supports us on Shabaka's Black Experience. And hence, I am the Anchorman, Ramon, saying the Angel of Peace from the East.
official 5% Nation of God's and Earth member. And I just want to say that, you know, people look in the mirror, you know, and be true to yourself. You know, even white people out there, if you're listening to us right now, be true to yourself. You know, because you can't escape you can't escape yourself. And your true self is going to tell you the truth about yourself. You know, and if you're basing your lives on bullshit and you're doing bullshit on the planet Earth, you're going to receive the penalty. So mind that.
Indeed.
That's all I want to say.
Real talk. Brother Che, your closing comments, sir.
Yeah, right on. Thank you for having me on.
Always.
So Ancestors Day, we got to honor our ancestors, those that came before us, those whose shoulders that we stand upon, and stop celebrating these European man-made holidays.
Indeed.
Honor the ancestors every day, not just one day a year.
Absolutely.
It's an everyday thing. It's like you're supposed to be honoring your parents every day of the year, and
That's right. Just
when they tell you to. So
absolutely.
You
got
to go back to being our natural selves, and that we honored our family members every day of the week, every day, not just like this European does once a month or every other month. There's a different holiday, or as I call them, hella days.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing holy about any of it.
Yeah, that's a damn sure.
Yeah, family, we got to get our kids out these public indoctrination centers, teach them the real history, and teach them to stop following the ways of these Caucasoids. The Caucasoids are dying out. This is their last hurrah. That's why they're trying everything in their power to remain in existence. And it's up to us to bring order to this planet. But this planet is out of order right now. And it's up to us as a people
absolutely.
To bring order and harmony to the situation. Because as long as this Caucasoid is on this planet, it's never going to – there will never be justice – meaning guaranteeing nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those who need the most constructive help get it. And there will never be peace.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And that's real
talk. Make sure that you check us out on Frontline Black News every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We'll be doing live stream videos, whether PewTube or Facebook is happy about it. We're streaming on StreamYard. So make sure you check us out. Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Frontline Black News. And, peace, love, and black empowerment.
Yes, sir.
Always. Yes, sir.
Thank
Always,
you, Jennifer
brother,
Paris. Thank you, Jennifer Paris. Respect
yeah,
you,
thank you, sir. Always. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, my closing comments, you know, being the executive producer here of this platform, definitely check out Frontline Black News. Check out Mile High News. Check out all black social media, Black I Stand Radio. Definitely check out New Black Knowledge. Do the Knowledge Radio. It's because we are all we got, black family. And we are in a state of emergency, and I hate to say it's going to last for about another 50 years. It's because we've got to get our youth educated, you know, as they go get their academics together, you know, to come up here with some countermeasures for this garbage that they're coming to us with. Yes, see? And those of you who are OTB, you can call in too. Just be respectful, you know, and don't be too...
keep it real.
And keep it real, and you will not be shown the doors, because those of you who are familiar with me, you know, on this platform, we don't have no problem throwing you out of this house. But we don't want to do that.
Right.
But when you come up here and try to degrade us and tell us that we don't know what we're talking about, oh, no, 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 no. You're not here being constructive. You're here to agitate, and you're trying to be destructive. So with this here, with this episode being Ancestors Day, of course we remember the words of our ancestors, the great Dr. John Henry Clark. The purpose of OTB's joining black organizations is not to enhance the organization. It is to derail it. It is to take it off its course. And a classic case of this was Gloria Steinem with her bullshit in Ms. Magazine of the late 1960s and early 70s. And that had did more to shatter the black family unit than to enhance it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go with our out track tonight by Tupac's auntie. You all know who it is. And the last lyric of this song is that the real revolution is to save this planet. And a revolution will not be televised, nor is it to be commercialized. So therefore, for all you Walmarters and other white-owned establishments in the retail marketplace, we're going to be crumb-bumping on you, too, as you're going to try to commercialize Juneteenth. Oh, yeah. You can bet on it. By the power of our ancestors of this episode called Ancestors Day. We out.
Red, black, and green, red, black, and green.
All day, every day.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. Revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger than any weapon. A people's revolution can't be stopped. We need to be weapons of mass construction. Weapons of mass love. We need to change ourselves. We have got to make this world user-friendly. User-friendly. Are you ready to sacrifice to end world hunger? To sacrifice to end colonialism? To end neocolonialism? Revolution means respecting people from other cultures. Revolution.